What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson at Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, even though we had a little bit of a setback here last week, I know I'm going to go with the soybean market as we continue to see issues in Argentina. They continue to talk about the dry conditions and the lack of rain. Right now, we continue to see production estimates continue to drop for the country as far as production is concerned. You know, and that's helping to support our soybean meal market, too. And that's probably the brighter spot is the fact that now it looks like we are going to garnish some of the exports that Argentina normally would control in the soybean meal market, which is certainly helping to bring strength to that market.
Of course, on the other side of the ledger, wheat seems to be one of the more negative things in this marketplace.
It is. I mean, we just can't seem to get things going in wheat. You know, over the Christmas holiday and the New Year holiday, we don't expect to see strong demand, but to see marketing year lows for both shipments and sales for soy or for the wheat market. And of course, now we're hearing, of course, talk of the reinsurance companies pulling out of the Black Sea region, not insuring the boats that are hauling the grain. We would think that would bring some demand back to the U.S., but even that isn't enough to bring some sales to the U.S.
Of course, we have a crop report out on Thursday. It's a pretty big report from USDA.
This is going to be, it's going to be a data dump from USDA. I mean, we're looking at four big reports, and of course, we're going to focus on a couple of them. And USDA is looking at, of course, the final crop production estimate, where we are expecting to see increase in yields and production for unharvested acres for corn and for soybeans. We're also looking at a cut in demand for corn and for wheat, especially the export side, possibly even ethanol on corn. So it does look like right now the trade is building this up to be a little bit of a negative report, and that is what's going to, the market's going to focus on until we see those numbers.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.